Captain's log 25.2.5.3.2.1.7-8.
I guess that boo introduction is the influence of hanging around with Benny Crime today, actually. I have no idea why else I would do that. I'm on the way to a Chinese restaurant on a Saturday night. I have not touched a drop of alcohol, and it's 7:30. Just haven't felt like drinking. I've been knackered all day. Why am I going out? Well, I tried to call for a takeaway, but everywhere was packed. And the only decent Chinese within a 10-mile radius of where I live, there is only one, I think, within about a 10-mile radius, doesn't deliver. So I've got to go there and hope there isn't a queue out the door, because 1.5 hours for a delivery, forget it. It will be too late to be eating then. I'm probably still a bit full from the quality curry that was had last night with the Northampton Geek Meat. And then today, myself and Benny Crime went to Dr. Chan's Chipinarium. It's not actually called that, but a chip shop. A Chinese chip shop in Toastershire. And it was massive, the portion of fish and chips. It was like a sea bass with extra batter, but had none of the taste that you would normally associate with food. Didn't taste like fish. It was like slimy, warm polystyrene packing. Luckily, I had mushy peas to go on top. And it's very, very difficult to remove the flavour from mushy peas. Aye. Some people don't like mushy peas. I do not understand how you can not like mushy peas. They're like peas, but mushy. My God, the street is packed. Possibly packed with cars of people all wanting to eat Chinese. Is it International Order or Go and Buy Chinese Day? This is insane. There's nowhere to park. Someone's leaving. Is it like, oh, we've got all the food in for Christmas. The last thing we want to do now is cook. We'll go and have a Chinese. This is a quality Chinese, this place, though, I must admit. And the more I think about it, the more I'm actually beginning to get hungry. All good. I can abuse my body even more with copious amounts of monosodium glutamate and fatty foods. But not to worry, because as with the rest of the populace, I have promised myself a strict regime of getting fit before the new year, providing ice recedes from the pavements, because at the moment it is dangerous, bleeding dangerous. So here I am, probably some Cantonese style king prawn with egg fried rice and the sacrilegious portion of chips. They're very good from here. They're not like your normal Chinese shop kind of takeaway chips that have been cooked in the same oil that chop suey has or whatever. Got a nice cold bottle of wine waiting. White wine, of course, with Chinese. And, partaking some of that. Got a film to watch. And, yeah, I will probably just about manage to stay awake. Right, out into the cold. Take my headphones so that while I'm waiting for the food, I can play some of the random musical apps that I was recommended by Mickey Strange, M-I-K-I Strange, on Twitter. Particularly liking the I Shred, which is a funky little guitar app. And other random noise simulation devices. People standing outside the pub, smoking, wearing very short skirts and short sleeves. Are these people insane? Does smoking keep you warm? I don't think so. But they're watching me talking to my mobile phone, so I'm probably classed as a damn sight stranger. Right, I'm going in. Hiya. Yes. Right.
Do you mind giving me 1 second? I'll come back 1 second. Just
no problem. No problem. I'll peruse the menu.